time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Always more than just a singer in a rock and roll band. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, sir.
I'm barely even that. But yeah. Hey, whatever. I qualify.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing out there in Radioland? I hope well.
Fabulous. Thank you. And you, are you ready for this weekend?
I have, I think, the appropriate level of nerves.
Good.
I think drives performance.
Sure. So, keep that edge.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. I assure you it's not going to be because I'm going to retire off this gig. So it better be for the fun. That would be great. And God bless me. This is 6 to 8 p.m. At the Orono Brewing Company up in Orono. We can all make it to 8 p.m. Come on out. We were laughing about, some of the gigs we used to play, starting at 9, ending at 1 a.m. That's laughable to us these days, but 6 to 8, we can all do that.
So excellent.
I hope you all join us. Somewhat sadly and not purposely ironical, as it were, today we're going to talk about the Willamette Valley and the flooding that caused it. And I would be remiss if I didn't happen to mention that, amongst other people, actually I did a little message in the bottle video about this morning. A lot of people down south, there is a fairly robust agritourism, wine industry down in a lot of the parts of the South that indeed are suffering their own flooding. A lot of people lost their product or lost use of vineyards. I just want to send my thoughts out to them. And hopefully, there's places that unfortunately say they're probably never going to recover because they just don't have the wherewithal by the time this is all cleared out. So that's a really unfortunate thing. And it just shows you, we'll sort of touch on this on a far grander scale in a moment, that water is extraordinarily powerful. Both having it and not having it. Like I said, thoughts out to everybody down there who's a winemaker and a wine estate by trade. Speaking of flooding, so the Willamette Valley and to a greater extent a lot of the Pacific Northwest was shaped by a series of floods. There's a lot of questions as to what nature these floods took. But there is no doubt, if you've ever been up to like the Scab Lands, anything like that up in the Pacific Northwest, there was a gigantic glacial lake called Lake Missoula, and it was formed off the ice sheets that were covering basically all of what is now Canada. And depending on, again, who you believe and what sort of things you believe, either that ice dam broke once, twice, 40 times, 200 times. Again, it depends who you're listening to. The ice dam was about 2,000 feet high. So this is not just like some little beaver dam that breaks. This was holding back an enormous, enormous body of water. The other theory is that there was some sort of asteroid impact onto one of those ice sheets, causing instant vaporization and possibly breaking the dam as well. So something caused a tremendous amount of water to basically go from the top of Idaho Washington State, et cetera, and just sweep down and carve out all these valleys that we now know of, the Columbia Valley. Today we're going to focus on the Willamette Valley, but unbelievable force of nature. Oregon itself has now well over 700 wineries, and there's lots of distinct regional AVAs. That's American Viticultural Area within Oregon. But the Willamette is really the one that's caught the imagination, which is crazy because the Willamette has not been a major wine-growing region for a long time. In fact, really, I mean, I'm 46 years old, I think.
What?
It wasn't too long before I was born that the first plantings of Vitis vinifera were taking hold there. Now, that said, grapes have been planted in Oregon since the late 1800s, but it was actually a guy named David Lett of Erie Vineyards who first was the person who went out, and they're all like, you're crazy, you're not, you know, you're just going to waste your time and your money. But he planted Pinot Noir, and obviously that is the single grape that is responsible for Oregon's fame as a winemaking region. Of course, they do make other Pinots, Pinot Gris specifically, also nice Chardonnays and stuff, and some other interesting grapes as well. But Pinot Noir is king there for sure. Others followed David Lett, especially the Drouin family from Burgundy. They came over and they're like, oh, there's something here. A guy named David Adelsheim, who is extraordinarily well known. And you can actually see where the massive flooding basically stopped. As you ascend these hillsides, you can see where the sediments that have been washed down, you know, begin and end as you get up higher. And that's really the region that they like to focus on in terms of, they say that's where really where the best Pinots are grown. And so that is sort of an overview there of that. I guess because I probably don't have a ton of time, we can talk about some of the other areas. Maybe I'll really quickly touch just south of the Willamette Valley. Of course, you've got the Umpqua Valley and the Rogue Valley. These are also important winemaking regions. Of course, they're sort of dwarfed by the Willamette, but they're also doing Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, and they're also experimenting with things like Syrah, Tempranillo, interesting other European varietals that it's not necessarily known for, but with climate change and everything else, people are trying all sorts of stuff and seeing what hits. So next week, we'll move on to the Columbia Valley, which sits actually both in Oregon and Washington State and is producing some unbelievably great values and is probably going to be the most important fine wine region within the next 20, 30 years, depending on how things go. Assuming we're all here in 20 or 30 years, but who knows. Sorry, that was dire. Anyway, I hope everybody's well. And like I said, if anybody has relatives down south, please know that our thoughts are with them. And I will talk to you all next week. And come on out to the gig, 6 to 8, OBC.
Hope it goes well. I wish I could be there. I have to be down in Delaware. Otherwise, I would be there. So let me know about the next date so I can make sure to put it on my calendar.
Very good. Very good. I will do that. What are you doing, the Blue Hens?
Yes.
Ah, I went to football camp there. Well, go Maine.
I'll see if they remember you.
I hope they don't remember that one thing. It's not important. It's not important.
No. You know what? If they remember it, I won't ask about it. You know me. Thanks, Eric.
Cool. Thanks, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every Tuesday here on the program.